USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A massive winter storm claiming lives across the United States. At least 23 deaths are being blamed on the Arctic temperatures that has over 60% of the country under winter weather advisory. So far, deaths have occurred in 11 states across the Midwest and East Coast. Seven deaths are now being blamed on severe winter weather in Buffalo, New York.
Some were found in cars and some were found actually on the street in snowbanks.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz raised the death toll by four this morning in the news conference. At least two people died Friday night when emergency medical personnel could not reach their homes. Snow, freezing rain, icy conditions knocked out power to more than a million Americans. Canadian officials say over 50 people were hospitalized following a bus crash on a British Columbia highway late Christmas Eve. The Interior Health Authority announced that medical teams at three different hospitals received patients following the accident. Their conditions were not immediately known. Christmas dinners costing quite a bit more this year.
The analysis firm DataSembly took information from the Detailed Consumer Price Index and came up with this calculation. Dinner with all the fixings and eggnog will run you about 16% more than it did last year. Biscuits cost almost half again as much as last year. Butter's up by nearly 40%. Cranberry sauce up 35%. Stuffing up 26%. Russet potatoes up by more than 32%. Turkey's up just 6%, and a spiral-cut ham will cost you about 8% more. Blame, among other things, inflation, supply chain interruptions, and the avian flu. I'm Richard Johnson.
It's Christmas Day. Santa's come and gone. The story of Santa stretches all the way back to the 3rd century when St. Nicholas walked the earth and became the patron saint of children. This is USA News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Emergency crews are working to rescue at least 10 people buried by an avalanche in western Austria. The Austrian press agency reports that the incident happened Sunday afternoon in an open ski area near the mountainous village of Lech in Zers. More than 100 people are involved in the search and rescue operation, including avalanche search dogs and helicopters. Police say one person has been pulled to safety. Representative Jamie Raskin says the January 6th committee report shows both real villainy and real heroism.
Putin invading Ukraine and the Ukrainian people standing up for their democratic freedom.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the Maryland Democrat said while the report on the events surrounding 2021's Capitol riots showcases very real threats to democracy, he noted a strong resurgent democratic spirit in the U.S. today. Raskin said that's especially good to know, with democracy under attack all over the world. There was a panic among passengers aboard a JetBlue flight when the cabin filled with smoke.
The FAA says over 130 people were evacuated from the aircraft at JFK International Airport in Queens on Christmas Eve after a laptop overheated and started smoking. A passenger says the captain put out the fire. Some passengers slid down the emergency chute to escape. Several were treated for minor injuries.
That's Jeremy Scott reporting here on Christmas Day. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.